The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions.
Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 3rd of December. 22 days left till Christmas. 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Plus, yes indeed, we've got crap for Christmas. Yep, it starts today. All right, starting out with the tech news, and gotta warn you, not a whole lot did happen. But a couple of things caught our eye, including this one. New AirPods might be on their way. These might be wireless charging AirPods. Now, no, we're not going to be seeing it by Christmas time. We're talking 2019. And I also know this isn't anything new. We've been hearing rumors about this for, I don't know, probably 6-7 months now. Now, from what we know about the 2019 AirPods, they are going to be a kind of a new high-end AirPod, is what we're hearing. They're going to be water-resistant and will come with noise cancellation, meaning you don't have to do your own noise cancellation by turning up the volume. We're also hearing that the price might be a little bit more expensive too. Well, imagine that. Now, like I said, 2019 is the release date. We don't know when in 2019. So if AirPods are on your radar for a Christmas present or you just want some, you might as well go ahead and get them, because gosh knows how long it's going to take. Streaming services, they are kind of nice to have, aren't they? The only thing that does suck about them is, you know, sometimes you can have your music there, and sometimes that obscure track that no one's heard of, well, you'd like it there too, and you just have it on your phone, and it's kind of a hassle switching back and forth between apps. Well, if you're an Android user and a Spotify user, things might get a little easier for you now. Seems that Spotify, at least just for Android currently, is testing a feature that would let Android users import their phone's local music right into the app. This is Spotify's way of saying, hey, you can get all your music in one place. Now, that's not the only feature they're also testing, too. They also got a save for later feature for podcast episodes, basically letting you save stuff just in case you don't have any connection to, say, Wi-Fi. You're up in an airplane somewhere. Well, at least you're covered for the next few hours. Now, currently, as I said, this is in complete testing phase right now, meaning very few people have the option to use this yet, but there are some. The biggest problem we're seeing right now is they're trying to rework the library view so you can create a playlist of not only songs from Spotify, but also from your local library as well. That's kind of where the hiccups are happening. But if everything goes well, and enough people out there are clamoring for this feature, Spotify says it might be a go pretty soon, at least on Android. Why do I get the feeling this ain't gonna make it to the iPhone? You think? Finally, oh, it has arrived. It is time for our crap for Christmas, and you know what that means? We're gonna call Santa.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service.
All right, let's try that again.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is
okay.
Not in service
well,
at this time.
Seems that Santa probably forgot to pay his phone. Probably spent it all on, well, we all know what he spent it on. Okay, well, like every year, I'm always prepared for this. So I'm still going to have a crap for Christmas for you. So today's crap for Christmas is going to be the public toilet survival kit. Ah, yes, we've all been there. We've had to go, but you were unsure of where you're going to be going. Well, with the public toilet survival kit, you can rest a little easy, because you're going to have a toilet seat cover, two antiseptic wipes, and a pair of latex-free disposable gloves. That's right, that's all part of this public toilet survival kit, and can actually be yours for $5.99 over at the people over there at offthewagonshop.com. Unfortunately, it doesn't come with any disinfectant spray for the next victim that comes in after you. But hey, that's their problem. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that's BTN. Check it out for yourself right now. Check out our podcast blog reviews. It's all over there. Go check yourself out right now. Also, give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, at British Tech, of course. But don't forget about our BTN community at our Slack room. So many of you have joined up over there, and we'd love to have even more. So come join us for all the fun. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for tomorrow's installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours and even more crap for Christmas, regardless if Santa's here or not. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.